This is Season 11, Episode 3. In this episode, we will walk through how to create a custom GPT for customer queries. You will learn how to set up a custom GPT using OpenAI's tools, define its scope structure, its responses, and implement rules to ensure accuracy and professionalism. By the end of this episode, you will have a clear roadmap for setting up your AI assistant and preparing it to generate accurate email draft chances and quotation replies. So far, we have collected and structured past customer inquiries and created clean, standardized data responses. Now it is time to train a custom GPT to use this data effectively. A well-trained AI assistant can reduce response time, improve consistency, and scale customer support without losing quality. Let's go step by step on how to create a custom GPT that understands your business and communicates effectively. Step on setting up a custom GPT using OpenAI's platform to create a custom GPT. We will use OpenAI's platform. OpenAI allows you to fine-tune an AI assistant by customizing its instructions, straining it with additional context, and providing a structured knowledge base. To begin one, to OpenAI's GP customization page. If you don't have an OpenAI account, create one first. Two, click on Create a Custom GPT. This will open an interface where you can define your AI assistant's behavior. Three, choose a name and purpose for your AI. Make it clear that this GPT is meant for customer support, sales inquiries, and quotation requests. Step 2, defining the scope and personality of your custom GPT to custom GPT needs clear guidelines on what it should and should not do. This helps ensure it generates responses that match your brand's voice and style. In the GP settings, define what the A should focus. One example, this A is designed to assist customers by answering product-related questions, providing specifications, and generating price quotations. What the A should avoid, example, do not generate speculative answers. If unsure, ask for human review. The tone of communication example, use professional, friendly, and concise language. By setting these rules, your assistant will stay on brand and provide consistent responses. Step 3, feeding structured knowledge to your custom GP. Now that the GPT knows its role, we need to train it with the structured data we prepared in the last episode. OpenAI allows you to upload referenced documents or connect the AI knowledge base that it can use when generating responses. Here is how to integrate structured data. 1. Upload FAQ documents, customer support guidelines, and product sheets. These documents should contain accurate, verified information that the AI can use. 2. Use a structured data formats like JSON or CSV for product specifications. Example, JSON copy edit, product XWaddle 2000, battery life 10 hours, weight 1.2 kg, charging time 90 minutes. This allows the AI to pull product details in a structured way when a customer asks for specifications. 3. Define fallback responses. Example, if the AI does not have an answer, it should say we'll need to check with our team to provide the most accurate response. Can I confirm your requirements before providing a quotation? By structuring information correctly, your AI assistant can respond faster and more accurately. Step 4, testing and refining AI responses. Once your custom GP to set up, it is time to test its responses and fine-tune its accuracy. 1. Ask sample customer questions and analyze the AI's replies. Example question, what are the specifications of the XYZ Model 2000 AI response? The XYZ Model 2000 has a battery life of 10 hours, a weight of 1.2 kg, and a charging time of 90 minutes. Check for accuracy and completeness. If responses are incorrect or vague, adjust the training data. 3. Refine prompt engineering to improve quality. Example, instead of what is the price of XYZ Model 2000, try provide a price for XYZ Model 2000 including available discounts and shipping details. Better prompts lead to better AI responses. Step 5, setting rules for human review. Even with well-trained AI, some responses will still need human review. To prevent errors, set rules for when AI drafts should be reviewed before sending. Examples of human review triggers high value orders or custom quotations. So if a price exceeds a certain amount, require manual approval. Unclear customer questions. So if a question is vague, AI should flag it for clarification. Complaints or disputes. AI should not attempt to resolve complaints without human input. Having DC human collaboration rules ensures the AI remains an assistive tool rather than a fully automated system. Key takeaways from this episode. A custom GPT can be created using OpenAI's customization tools. Defining clear instructions helps control AI responses. Structured data such as FAQ documents and product sheets improves AI accuracy. Testing and refining AI generated replies ensures consistent and professional communication. AI should work alongside human oversight to handle complex or high-stakes interactions. Your action step for today. If you want to create a custom GPT, start by defining the role of your AI assistant. Make a list of what types of questions the AI should answer, what data sources it should reference, what tuning guidelines it should follow. If you already have structured data prepared for uploads so it can be used in AI responses. What's next? In the next episode, we will focus on how to integrate product information specifications and pricing into your custom GPT. You will learn how to structure e-pricing sheets and product data so it can provide quick and accurate quotations without errors.